It might be true that no one really dives into planning their own funerals with a lot of enthusiasm, but there are choices to be made, and lately we hear a lot of talk about green burials. The key concept in green burials that things are biodegradable. We are, if left alone. We can also choose biodegradable containers if we opt for burying. The owners of a ranch near Ashland are working toward opening up a green burial ground. Willowit Ranch applied for permission with Jackson County to open what is called Forest Natural Burial Ground. Two guests with us, Suzanne Willow, the Willow from Willowit Ranch. Thank you for joining us in the studio again.
Thank you.
And Marianne Perry is with us as well, a green burial consultant working with the folks at Willowit Ranch. Marianne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So I was going to ask how long green burial's been around, but then I realized how dumb a question. That is, the fact is, it's always been around. We've just gone the other way for a while.
Sure. Yeah. It's not new. No one around here invented it.
So only the last century or two since we started using what? Non-biodegradable materials, metal caskets.
Embalming.
And so how different is this? I mean, this is a return to what we did before all those things came into effect.
It is, and it's also the way that many cultures are still handling their loved ones after death. And, you know, it is Muslim burial, it is Jewish burial, non-toxic, no embalmed body, that kind of thing has been part of what it is.
As you have learned about the business yourself, I mean, what were the reasons we went toward a less biodegradable version of funeral and burial?
Well, I think as we've sort of become just more disconnected from end of life and from our deaths, we've handed over our death care to an industry instead of taking care of it within the family and the community as was done for eternity before, you know, the last 100 years or so. And as it became a business and an industry, then that grew and we became convinced, I think, that we aren't capable of handling our own and that we need to pay someone else. And then around that, there became more and more products and more, you know, there's so much around death with how we connected with the person who died and what we want to show our family and our community and the money around, you know, how nice is the casket and how beautiful are the flowers and how much did you love grandpa? So that's all part of why we spend, you know, on average $7,000 to $10,000 on a funeral. And that's kind of low end, really. That's if you didn't love them that much, probably.
You're being facetious. Yes, I want to really emphasize that for the people listening.
So
what got you into the business and specifically into the green burial end?
So my passion and expertise really is in the home funeral realm. So keeping our loved ones at home and doing all of the after death care ourselves. And for me, the natural extension of that is then green burial. And so I've experienced my own losses in my life and seen the conventional process that I realized immediately is not for me or for my community and those that I care about. And yeah, so I've taken trainings and things like that and attended conferences to learn more about home funerals and then the green burial aspect and connected with the Green Burial Council and the Conservation Burial Alliance. And I was married at Willowit Ranch, and the idea of possibly being buried there someday is appealing to me also.
Okay, so I was about to ask what the connection was, and it sounds like it was made there, Suzanne Will.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So had you been thinking about anything like the forest green burial ground before you met Marianne Perry?
Well, actually, Lenita and I have been there 34 years, and we realized early on that we wanted to be buried there, which is fairly easy. You can bury your loved one on your land, and you just have to note it, and you have to have it noted when you sell the land.
That it's marked in the deed.
By the way, there's a body here. And but there are no restrictions. You just simply have to note it. And our zoning is Forest Reserve. And in that zoning, there are basically five things you can do for businesses. Development of housing is not one of them, fortunately. Mm-hmm. And a cemetery is one of the permitted uses in our zoning. And we have had a number of requests from people, can I bury my beloved dog up there, which of course we've done, and we bury our animals when they die. And we have this gradual piece of information coming up more and more about green burial and then about not having a green burial option except for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so realizing that that was one of the ways we could help the community, but it will be a business too. It will be part of supporting our land.
Does the idea of green burial make a good fit with the mission of the rest of the ranch?
It does. It does. It's all about conservation, which is the mission that we have put on the ranch. And so most of the green burial, there's the Conservation Burial Alliance and then the Green Burial Council. And a lot of the green burial cemeteries, most of which are toward the East Coast, Southeast, and the mission of being able to conserve a piece of land supported by a cemetery and then to use that as a way to keep the conservation easement going, basically. And, you know, we're planning walking trails, we're planning hiking trails. It is part of the ranch. It's totally enclosed. It won't be a separate part that you don't go there.
Well, I was going to ask about that then. So does this become something that's recognizable as a cemetery? Is it just a place where you put people in the ground and they return to the earth, which is a lot of the mission at Willowit Ranch,
exactly.
Obviously.
Yes.
I mean, will it be visible as a cemetery? Will there be markers, that sort of thing? Or is it just a part of the land that will continue to be used?
It's basically a part of the land. It's 18.4 acres. Mm-hmm. And so we have done a survey to find exactly that. It's there are kind of three separate areas. Two of them are within forest, but it's a very slow-growing forested area. The soils are not conducive to growing a lot of conifers. And the other area is a bit of a hillside. Has flat areas and then rocky ledges. So we're in the middle of a volcano, and so this is. These are the areas we've chosen that are not conducive to a lot of other high-quality production as far as forest.
So you're not going to get good forage or crops out of there?
But, no, you're not going to get good forage. You're not going to get good crops. And basically, natural/green burial means that you won't be able to necessarily see that you're in a cemetery. This will never be mowed. We will keep all the native plants, and when we dig a grave, we'll be taking the natural cover off, replacing it back on. And we won't allow any non-native plants to be planted. And as far as markers, we're thinking probably a native, which would be basalt in our area, some sort of a native rock flat marker.
Something that can be engraved.
Be engraved,
right.
Yes.
So there will be some kinds of markers for the
graves. Or not. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't particularly want a marker. They know.
We are talking about the plans for a forest natural burial ground at Willowit Ranch outside of Ashland with Suzanne Willow, the Willow of Willowit Ranch, and Mary Ann Perry, who's a green burial consultant. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments about the process or what happens once you're done with your flesh vessel. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We got a drop-off question, looks like from Grumpy John in Grants Pass, who wants to know about the process and rules surrounding embalming. In green burial, is there any embalming?
No, so that's one of the criteria that makes something green burial is that the body is not made any more toxic than it might already may be. So no embalming. And embalming is actually never required in any state that I'm aware of, unless you're going to be like flying the body, mm-hmm. Across state lines. So that's something that I think is important for people to know. Sometimes it might just be part of the package that's being purchased from a funeral home, but rarely necessary and almost never required.
And so what are the steps from here? Because you have to get approval from Jackson County Planning Office, and mm-hmm. That apparently is still in the works.
That's still in the works. The next is the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board. It's a fairly simple, two-page application. We will have a deed restriction because this is a commercial, if you will, instead of just family. So our deed through Jackson County will actually have a restriction on it saying that if we sell the land, this always is going to be a cemetery, and everybody needs to know where it is and that people are buried there, and you're not going to be putting condominiums up there.
You mentioned 18.4 acres. That's pretty big. That's a fair. So are we talking things fairly well spaced out here?
Fairly well spaced out. Yeah, most plots in town in a lawn cemetery are somewhere in the 3 foot by 8 foot, and so ours would be bigger than that. And you know, we may be finding rocks where this is not an excavated area, mm-hmm. so we may have. A lot of green burial plots are more in the 10 by 10 or even 20 by 20 range.
What kinds of rules will you have on how people can be buried there? How clearly will you prescribe, you know, depth and container and all that stuff? Why don't you take that on, Marianne?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that there's a lot of wiggle room for cemeteries, mm-hmm. for green cemeteries, to decide what they want those things to look like. And we're in the process now of reviewing a bunch of other green cemeteries' processes. But a lot of that will be pretty well delineated in advance so that mm-hmm. It's clear to the public what is allowed. And, I mean, there's the standard kind of green burial criteria of biodegradable, no embalming. The depth is pretty standard, those kinds of things. But in terms of markers and where the spots are going to be, and those details are definitely up to the forest natural burial ground themselves.
And a lot of people are choosing a shroud burial, which is simply a biodegradable piece of cloth around our bodies. And then we're lowered into the grave, and we just are right on the soil. So decomposition and the composting, if you will, starts pretty fast. We would also consider like a pine box, something that a local type wood. We're not going to bring in ebony.
Or dealing with the exotic woods from elsewhere.
Yes, dealing with no, and you know, no metal. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of us have metal in our bodies. I happen to have an E. And so basically no metal, no plastic, no concrete. And there's a woman who's weaving willow baskets, willow coffins. So something like that the container would biodegrade at the same time that the body is.
Grab your headphones. I have a call I want to take, and I want to invite other people to join us as well. We're talking to Suzanne Willow from Willow Wit Ranch and Marianne Perry, a green burial consultant, about the establishing of the Forest Natural Burial Ground at the ranch, 18 acres plus, still awaiting Jackson County planning approval. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here is a call from Jean in Winston. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, hello. Yes, I would like to have this green burial for myself on my land in Oregon, and I thought of that for a while. And we have cougars and bears and coyotes around here, and how do you keep animals for them from digging you up?
Okay, that's an excellent question, Jean, and I do notice that we're not talking 6 feet under generally with green burial. Is that right, Marianne Perry?
Yeah, right. So for it to be considered green burial, you want to be in the most active part of the soil where there's most sort of biodegradation?
Bioactivity.
Yeah. Thank you. happening. And so, you know, about 3 feet of soil on top of the body is what is the standard. And so, and there haven't been reports of animals digging that up, you know, beyond 18 inches of soil coverage. It's just not a concern.
Okay, mm-hmm. I was going to say, but that's a lot of work for an animal to get down that far.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Calories more easily obtained.
Yes,
other
right.
Means,
yes.
I would think.
Right.
Is there an off-the-shelf kind of plan, Suzanne Willow, that you get a chance to look at other places that have done what you're talking about doing here in a way that appeals to you? And you think, we could adopt their model.
Well, we have a committee. There are actually 9 of us, but 5 of us meet quite regularly, and we have done a lot of research about all the green burial cemeteries within the United States. And so Marianne has just given us a bit of an overwhelming document with information from all the other green burials. So we're really looking and picking and choosing the parts that we like. There's no plan. There is no organization that says, if you join our organization, we'll put this cemetery on your land. So everybody makes up their rules as they go along, basically. And there certainly are guidelines as far as what needing to use native plants, depth of burial, as Marianne was saying. But all of the rules as far as headstones or some places don't allow any markers whatsoever. And so all of that is something that we're deciding as we go along.
Getting county planning approval is one thing. Now, what about getting certified as a cemetery? Is that necessary too? I noticed there is a certified conservation cemetery designation you may or are seeking.
We are seeking, yes. Mm-hmm. So the next, getting certified as a cemetery is the Oregon Mortuary Cemetery Board. And that's a very simple and inexpensive application. And the board has tried to keep that fee low, specifically for a lot of the small cemeteries, old cemeteries, that still have a burial every, 2 to 10 years. And so they literally don't have to go out of business. And so we are, that's kind of the next step. And then certification, the burial ground doesn't have to be certified, but we have chosen to follow those certifications.
Marianne Perry, it seems like, as we often talk about when we talk about death in the program, that people don't like to talk about death. Do people often die before they have spelled out specific plans for how they want their remains to be handled?
I would say that's more typical than not. And I think, I talk with folks about death quite often, and I find that when people do get a chance to start talking about their death, most people really kind of open up to it, because I think we're all sort of curious about what that might look like for us. And not just our death, but our life leading up to that. And then to have some time to be intentional about what do we want after there's not life in our body anymore. And it can be empowering to know that we have some choices around that, and a relief for our loved ones that are here afterwards that we've thought about it and we've put some plans in place.
Planning.
Do you find there's a sweet spot, a particular point in life at which people should make their plans for what they want done?
Well, I think I talk about death with all ages of people, and so that's a value of mine. And I don't think that there's necessarily a sweet spot.
But certainly before death comes.
Intentional
about it, as you pointed out. But, and it seems like if you think about your death and say, okay, I'm done thinking about this part now, you could potentially enhance life as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So any idea when you're going to hear from the County Planning Department, Suzanne?
I don't. They have, I can't remember, but I believe it's basically 4 months. And so we put the application in June, I believe.
Okay.
So it's gone through the review. We have a complete application in. We have, they've had a comment period from neighbors. And so now it's really the planner does a review next, and then she takes it to the entire organization, and they look to see if there are any questions or problems.
Okay, so potentially a few months ahead before you hear about the Forest Natural Burial Ground is the working name for the entity at the Willow Witt Ranch east of Ashland. Suzanne Willow, the co-owner with Lenita Witt of the ranch, and Marianne Perry, Green Burial Consultant. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you
so much.